Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Monday, July 18, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Beneath the bombings, churches are growing in Iraq. There's a new trend in China's church, and a ministry reaches out to boost education in the Philippines. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Iraq, where insurgents are using violence to keep the country unstable. Yet there's a cautious optimism as Kurdish influence could keep the constitution from becoming strongly Islamic. In light of that, many Christians who fled the country have returned, says Open Doors' Carl Muller.
What they're seeing is a new renaissance of the church in Iraq, both in northern and southern Iraq. We have co-workers that are working in both parts of the country. Since the fall of Saddam Hussein, over 15 new evangelical congregations have started in Baghdad alone, and that's a great deal of encouragement to us.
Muller says Open Doors is actively preventing heresy from a fast-growing church body. They've been offering resource and training conferences throughout the country.
The best we can do and the best we can pray for is that as the church grows, that we're able to provide biblical resources for those new leaders of those congregations so that they can stay grounded in the Word of God and not develop heresies.
Elsewhere, despite reports of increasing persecution of the unregistered house church, there is good news. In the same vein as the Apostle Paul and Timothy, many above-ground churches are laying a solid foundation for outreach. China Partner Ministries' Eric Berkland noticed on his last visit that much of the church leadership was no longer elderly.
What that means is that the younger generation is coming up. They have been trained to do ministry. And also what that means is that the older generation is realizing that they can no longer keep up with the demands of the ministry of today, and they're allowing the younger generation to take over.
Berkland says what's more, the new generation of church leaders has a clear vision for the future.
It's one thing to build a church. It's another thing to realize that not only is this church building being used for Sunday morning worship services and other kind of church ministry activity, but now they're using that same facility for a Bible training center.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Missionary partners with Grace Ministries are sharing unsettled news from India. There's an effort to discredit the Christian faith. As a result, the persecution of Christians has been on the rise and has been spreading rapidly throughout the country. In the past, there was more focus on the destruction of property and the oppression of Christians. But the team's report, the focus has been shifted to Christian leaders and pastors, along with the accusation that they bought conversions from Hinduism to Christianity. Pray for those in ministry. Meanwhile, Bible translation will increase significantly once a new training center is completed in Papua New Guinea. Wycliffe Associates President Bruce Smith says, while there are many Bible translators in the country, the need is still great.
There's over 800 unique languages in this island. It's an incredibly diverse area linguistically. Over half of those languages still need translation. They don't have one verse translated into those languages.
With a more mature national church, believers there will be doing the work, but they need training and a center, and they can't afford the latter.
Wycliffe Associates' particular contribution to this is going to be twofold. First, we'll be mobilizing volunteers here from the United States for building this facility as part of a team along with national workers as well. The other part of what we'll be doing naturally will be to develop some financial resources to help pay for the materials cost.
They hope to begin the project in the fall. And a recent report reveals that students who graduate from public schools in the Philippines will likely never have the opportunity to learn computers. This is where sponsored mini-libraries set up by the ION Network Child Assistance Program are meaningful. There, not only do children have access to the books they use in school, but they can also use a computer. Access to the right tools helps them attain full potential, nurtured by those who are sharing the love of Christ. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can now be delivered daily to your personal email address. Just go to our website, missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the left, and you'll receive the latest mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.